Let me begin by saying that I have been greatly honored and humbled by this day and by the joy of coming to this institution. Words are simply inadequate to express my gratitude and appreciation to all of you, and in particular to Dr. Patterson for his challenge and to Dr. Mueller for his prayer, and for the fact that indeed any good that is in my life not only goes to the Lord Jesus Christ, it all goes to the Lord Jesus Christ. And in his mercy and goodness, he did bring into my life a precious lady and gifted us with four wonderful godly sons who are a perpetual blessing and encouragement to me every single day. I never get up and go to work. I get up to go play for Jesus. And that's exactly what it's like for me every single day. I have the opportunity to give a response. It will be brief, but I pray that it will be a reflection of my heart and also to the point. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 2, Paul writes from prison to his son in the ministry, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." I have a sevenfold pledge and commitment this morning to the friends and family of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. Number one, I pledge in the days ahead my unreserved and uncompromising commitment to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Dr. Patterson, who is my father of the ministry, taught me many things, but several years ago when we were having lunch, I don't even remember what the subject was, he said to me, "Just remember this, all that matters in life is that you please Jesus. Keep that before your mind's eye and you will sleep well at night. You'll have no anxiety attacks, no high blood pressure, no ulcers. And most importantly, you will live a life that will bring honor to his name. My sole passion is to live under his lordship." I also commit, secondly, to build an institution, to continue to build an institution that will stand without hesitation or reservation on the infallible and inerrant Word of God. We will teach here the same view of the Bible that was held by Jesus, by Paul, and by Peter. We are indeed a confessional institution built upon the abstract of principles in the Baptist Faith and Message 2000, and with great delight that I embrace those as a reflection of my own heart. And I pledge to this family and to this community that we will never bring a single faculty person to this school who cannot say without mental reservation or hesitation, and who cannot teach in accordance with and not contrary to those two documents that I believe are a beautiful reflection of biblical truth. We will maintain our confessional identity, and we will maintain our fidelity to the call of Christ that is upon our lives. Thirdly, I commit to personal evangelism, world missions, and the exclusivity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It will be my prayer that every single student in this school will be a soul winner, that every single faculty member will be a soul winner, and that there will never, ever be any doubt that we believe that heaven and hell are real, and that the only difference is Jesus Christ. We will always stand steadfastly against any type of theological inclusivism or pluralism, and we will always make it crystal clear where we stand concerning the integrity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. My fourth commitment is to a biblical model of marriage and family. I don't believe there's any greater challenge to our culture and the Western world today than to the issue of marriage and family. And so, being specific, we at this school will affirm God's calling upon men to be the leaders in their homes. They are leaders and not dictators. They are servants and not frustrated drill sergeants. But God calls men to lead. And I'm absolutely convinced that we would not be in the situation that we are in today in our culture if men had simply been what God created them and called them to be. We will also affirm without any reservation the heterosexual nature of marriage. We will indeed affirm our love for those who are entrapped in a sinful lifestyle called homosexuality and lesbianism. We will share the gospel with them. We will do so with grace and compassion because we are compelled to tell the truth. We will also tell them that what they're doing is wrong, what they're doing is an offense against a holy God, and that indeed God did not design them for that kind of lifestyle. Dr. Patterson alluded to the fact that divorce is an evil that is rampant in our culture. We will do our best to build in our students the kind of disciplines and the kind of commitments that will ensure that they have a marriage that is a reflection of the glory of God, and that they have a marriage that indeed will be a model for others of what God intended when He brings a man and a woman together in the covenant of marriage that is intended by Him to last for a lifetime. And so we will not back off in talking about the tragedy and the evil and the sinfulness of divorce. And in that context, we will not back off from talking about the tragedy and the evil and the sinfulness of abortion. We will be compassionate to those who have suffered through such a tragedy, but we will stand tall and we will stand clear on where we are when it comes to the culture of death and what should be a culture of life. Our fifth commitment, my fifth commitment, is that we will indeed advocate and teach a New Testament model for the church. Again, that will entail male leadership. Men need to step up to the plate and again do and be what God has called them to be in the church. We will never build great churches without there being a foundation of great godly male leadership. We will also maintain the integrity of a congregational polity. We will maintain the centrality of the word. We will maintain the importance of the ordinances, and we will work to recover a missing jewel in the life of the church today, that jewel being church discipline. Number six, we will be committed to an expository model of preaching. We will not be seduced by the sirens of modernity who try to indeed tell us that you cannot preach book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, phrase by phrase, and word by word, and build a great church. We steadfastly reject that as false, misguided, and inherently dangerous to the long-term health of the church and the glory of God in the church. And then finally, we will be committed to the wedding of right belief with right behavior, of truth with love, and as Tim Lewis said, of head, heart, and hands. And we understand that more today than ever before, that the authenticity of our lives is absolutely essential to maintaining the integrity of the gospel message. And so we will raise the bar very high for ourselves. We will not whine about that. We will not apologize for that. Indeed, we will say to the world, you come and look at us with a microscope. You come and look at us in any way, with any detail that you want. We are confident because of our commitment to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, you will find at every turn absolute integrity. I believe that is essential for every minister of the gospel. I believe that will be essential for the health of this institution. And those are indeed my pledges to the family of Southern Baptists, to the family of the Southeastern Seminary, and to the friends who love us. I pledge to you to my last dying breath. That is what I will do by God's grace and for His glory as I lead this institution. Thank you.